Welcome to Torat Imecha, Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. This is Amy Horowitz, and today we are studying Yeshayahu Perek Chaf Hei. After our previous Perek, which closed with the Nevuah about the coming of Mashiach, this Perek begins with the Navi Yeshayahu speaking to Hashem. Hashem Elokai Ata, Aromimcha Odeshimcha Ki Asita Pele, Etzot Merachok Emuna Omein. Hashem, you are my God. I will exalt you. I will praise your name. Because you have done wonders, counsels from long ago of steadfast faith. Yeshayahu praises Hashem for the miracles that will take place when Mashiach comes. Yeshayahu says, Hashem, you have always been my God. I have always believed in you. But after envisioning the miracles of Yemot HaMashiach, Aromimcha Odesh Shimcha, I have even greater reason to praise you. The miracles God will do, like Tchiyat HaMetim, serve to reinforce our belief in what the Pasuk calls Etzot Merachok, our belief that God is the creator of the universe, a belief we have held since the beginning of time. Only God, as creator of the universe, can overturn and overrule the laws of nature and the natural course of events to carry out his plan for the world. Seeing these miracles that Mashiach will bring reminds us that our belief in God is well-founded, as the Pasuk says, Emuna Omein, true faith. Rashi suggests that Etzot Merachok, the counsels from long ago, do not refer to our long-held belief in God the Creator, but instead refer to the Brit Bein HaBetarim, the Nevuah that God told Avraham that his descendants would go into Galut, would suffer in exile, but would ultimately be redeemed. That prophecy was a direct reference to Galut Mitzrayim, but it stands as the paradigm for all of our exiles, including the one we are in now. The Brit Bein HaBetarim promises redemption, and therefore, according to Rashi, seeing the vision of Yemot HaMashiach in the previous Perek reaffirms for Yeshayahu and for us our belief in the truth of God's word, since the prophecy of Brit Bein HaBetarim is being fulfilled in the ultimate way. Mitzuda David and Radak interpret Etzot Merachok more broadly. They explain that in our Pasuk, Yeshayahu is praising God for fulfilling the words of his prophecies in general throughout history. Yeshayahu then proceeds to enumerate all the specific praises of Hashem. He begins where our last perek left off, by praising Hashem for punishing the nations of the world for their treatment of the Jewish people. Kisamta meir lagal kiriya betzura lamapela, armon zarim meir leolam lo ibane. For you have turned a city into a stone heap, a walled town into a ruin, the citadel of strangers into rubble, never to be rebuilt. This pasuk references several different types of places that God will destroy amongst the nations. An ir, which is an exposed, unwalled city, a kiriya betzura, which is a walled or fortified city, and an armon, which is a tower or citadel. None of these pose a challenge for God. Of course, we remember Yericho, the heavily fortified city with its impenetrable wall. The psukim describe Yericho as sogeret umisugeret, completely secure, but still vulnerable to Hashem's hand. And, as our pasuk describes, the cities that Hashem destroys will never be rebuilt. This also echoes the conquest of Yericho, as Yehoshua proclaims a curse, Arur ha'ish lifnei Hashem asher yakum uvana et ha'ir hazot et Yericho. Anyone who attempts to rebuild that city will be cursed. The story of Yericho is a testament to our pasuk, affirming for us that God indeed can destroy even the mightiest of empires. Malbim explains Armon as palaces, reading in this pasuk a reference to the palaces that our conquerors built in our holy cities, which God will destroy and turn into rubble. Leolam lo yibane, says Yeshayahu. When God cleans out our cities of foreign palaces, they will never be rebuilt. Our autonomy will be restored, for once and for all. The result of Hashem's conquest of the nations and restoration of Israel's autonomy will be twofold, as Yeshayahu declares in pasuk Gimel. Al kein yechabducha am az, kiriyat goyim aritzim yira'ucha. Therefore, a fierce people will honor you, a city of cruel nations will fear you. Yechabducha am az, a fierce people, Am Yisrael, will honor and praise Hashem for the redemption and salvation he provided. While on the other hand, kiriyat goyim aritzim yira'ucha, the cruel nations will fear Hashem because of the punishment he visited upon them. Abarbanel explains this pasuk a little differently. He references the psukim from the previous perek that discussed how the whole world will ultimately come to recognize God's kingship, and he explains that pasuk Gimel in our perek declares that the nations that were formerly az panim, brazen in their lack of belief in Hashem, will come to honor and fear Hashem once Mashiach comes. Yeshayahu then continues with his list of reasons to praise Hashem. Ki hayita ma'oz ladal, ma'oz le'evyon batzarlo, machse mizerem tzel mechorev, ki ruach aritzim kezerem kir. You have been a refuge for the poor man, a shelter for the needy man in his distress, shelter from rain, shade from heat, when the fury of tyrants was like a winter rainstorm. Radak explains, when the Jewish people were in exile, God was our shelter from the rain and heat, which are metaphors for the suffering we experienced at the hands of our conquerors. Even though Galut was a divine punishment, God watched over us and protected us there, ensuring that we weren't completely destroyed. Abarbanel takes this one step further and explains that this pasuk is a reference to Kibbutz Galuyot. Not only does God shield us in exile and ensure our survival, but he will bring us back from all four corners of the earth to our precious homeland, which he has prepared for us by destroying the foreign palaces and temples that were built there. Yeshayahu then continues, God protected us from the metaphorical heat of our enemies, but will humble our enemies with heat of his own. Pasuk Hay describes two types of heat, heat in the dry season and heat with a thick cloud, which means humidity. These might represent the two seasons, dry and rainy, meaning that God's anger against our enemies will last all year, or in other words, forever. There is often a debate over which type of heat is worse, dry heat or humid heat. This pasuk seems to be implying that both are unbearable, and our enemies will experience both forms of torture in the days leading up to the coming of Mashiach. After praising Hashem for destroying our enemies and redeeming the exiled Jews from all ends of the globe, the Abarbanel explains the next pasuk as praising Hashem for yet another amazing miracle, Tichiyat HaMetim. The pasuk discusses a celebration, a feast with two parts, a Mishtesh Manim, a feast of fat things, and a Mishtesh Marim, a feast of the sediment of wine left over in the barrel. The fat things are delicious and desirable, while the sediment is disgusting. Abarbanel quotes a pasuk from Sefer Daniel, V'rabim mi shenei adamat afar yakitsu, eile lechaye olam ve'eile lecharafot lediron olam. Many of those that sleep in the dust of the earth will awake, some to eternal life, others to reproaches, to everlasting abhorrence. This pasuk suggests that although Tichiyat HaMetim will happen for almost everyone, we will not all experience the same result. Some will be revived and rewarded with eternal life, while others will suffer eternally. Abarbanel applies this idea to our pasuk and its two parties. In reality, Abarbanel explains, we will all be at the same banquet, but it won't feel the same to everyone. While some will enjoy a delicious feast, others will be tasting only the dregs. This, of course, depends on our individual worthiness. If we are righteous and deserving, we'll enjoy all the rewards of life after Tichiyat HaMetim. If, however, we are wicked, we will be revived only to experience shame and punishment. The parak continues with its praises of Hashem. Uvila bahar hazeh pnei halot halot al kol ha'amim. God will destroy or remove the covering that conceals the graves of the dead, allowing them to be revived. And then, v'hamasecha hanesucha al kol ha'goyim. The mask of disbelief in Hashem that is worn by the nations will be unveiled, revealing a deeply hidden emuna in God. Once God has performed the amazing miracle of Tichiyat HaMetim, then we will stop fearing death, the death of ourselves and our loved ones. This is the meaning of Pasuk Chet, according to the Abarbanel. Bila hamavet lanetzach umacha Hashem dima me'al kol panim, v'cherpat amo yasir me'al kol haaretz ki Hashem diber. He will destroy death forever. God will wipe the tears away from all faces and will put an end to the reproach of his people over all the earth, for it is Hashem who has spoken. You might recognize a well-known Kumzit song in this pasuk, which describes the end of death, or according to the Abarbanel, the end of our sadness over death due to our faith in Tichiyat HaMetim. Malbim, however, interprets this pasuk as a reference to the war of Gog u'Magog, and explains that after this epic war and death of our enemies, we will no longer have to cry, and also cherpat amo yasir, we will no longer have to suffer the shame we have experienced at the hands of those enemies. Along those lines, Malbim interprets the next pasuk, Pasuk Tet, also a well-known song. Va'amar bayom hahu hine elokeinu ze kivinu lo v'yoshienu, ze Hashem kivinu lo, nagila v'nismecha b'yishuato. On that day they will say, this is Hashem, we trusted in him and he delivered us. This is Hashem in whom we trusted. Let us rejoice in his salvation. Malbim explains that this pasuk is Bnei Yisrael's response to the question the nations of the world have been asking us throughout the years of our exile. Aye Elokecha, where is your God now? Finally, we will have a response. Hine Elokeinu Zeh, here is our God. Kivinu lo v'yoshienu. We placed our hopes and trust in him, and he came through for us. Nagila v'nismecha b'shuato. Now we can celebrate our long and patient faith in Hashem and all those years we endured the scorn of the nations. Ibn Ezra notes that this pasuk is not referring to a fixed time or fixed event, but expresses our relief and appreciation for the constant salvation that Hashem provides. In addition to reading this perek as a list of miracles, giving multiple reasons to praise Hashem based on the Aromimcha in our first pasuk, there are also several references in our perek to what seems to be a recurring theme, the subjugation of our enemies. It's even possible to go back and interpret our two parties, the Mishtez from Pasuk Vav, in this context. Rashi explains that during the war of Gog u'Magog, our enemies will come to Yerushalayim expecting a delicious feast, which represents an easy conquest, but will instead find a Mishtesh Marim, only the disgusting dregs. They will not conquer us easily, but will instead destroy each other. Our perek ends on this note of humbling our enemies. The last pasuk in particular returns to the theme of the beginning of the perek and mentions that God will destroy the fortified cities of our enemies, in particular, Moab. Again, just as in Pasuk Bet, the last pasuk of our perek includes three types of fortified places: Mivtzar, a fortress, Misgav, a tower or a stronghold, and Chomotecha, the walls around a city. Yeshayahu declares that God will turn all of these to dust, humbling Moab's pride as he levels these fortresses, symbols of their power. Why is Moab specifically being addressed here? In a previous perek, Yeshayahu has mentioned the haughtiness of Moab. Shamanu ge'on Moab gei ma'od, gavato u'ge'ono ve'evrato lo kein badav. We have heard of Moab's pride, his excessive haughtiness, of his pride and haughtiness and arrogance and of his sin. This arrogance is the reason that our psukim twice use the word hishpil. Hashem will punish the arrogance of Moab by degrading them, by taking their high places and lowering them to dust. Abarbanel suggests that Moab helped our enemies besiege Yerushalayim, taking a stance against us for which they will now pay a price. Radak explains, because Moab is our neighbor, they will provide our enemies a route to attack us during the war of Gog u'Magog. For this, God will humble them. As Pasuk Yud Aleph says, Ka'asher yifares hasochel ischot, like a swimmer spreads out his hands when he swims. This means that just like a swimmer spreads out his hands and pushes down the water in order to advance, God will push down Moab. In the final Pasuk of our Perek, Yeshayahu exclaims that this degradation that Moab will experience is ad afar, to the dust. This means that Moab is down for the count and will never get up again. Thank you for studying together, Le'ilui Nishmat, Malka Esther, Bat Zvi Yosef.